Views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice fills the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of trails. It's a way of life settles in your soul. In your soul. In your soul.
Good morning, Jefferson. We're back. Bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and all the other good stuff. Good morning, Terry. How's it going?
Good morning, Wynn. How you doing?
So far, so good.
Hey, Ashley. How you doing, hon?
She's doing okay. Just fine. We've got Jared in here, too. We're all manning the ship. So hopefully we won't sink like the Titanic. But no promises. So what do we got going on in Jefferson?
Oh, we got a lot of things going on in Jefferson. First of all, I want to remind people about the Liberty Shoot.
Uh-huh.
That is April the 28th, 2018. 7 a.m. is check-in. 8 o'clock are the first shots. It's at the Tehama Shooters Range, 26950 Manton Road in Red Bluff, California. So it's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be all kinds of different events. There will be a center fire, rifle, trap shooting. Just come out there and plink and have a good time. It's $25 for one event, $45 for two events, and $65 for all three. And I believe there is a barbecued lunch that goes with that.
That's what I understand.
So, again, there's also free coffee and donuts in the morning. Again, it's April the 28th, 2018 at 26950 Manton Road.
So they feed you coffee and donuts to get you all shaky so you can't hit your target. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, good thing it's probably not competition, huh? I can't hit anything anyway. I'm known as Scattergun Terry.
There you go. And blast it. Well, that sounds like a good event. I know they put a lot of good hard work into it, so hopefully people show up and have a good time.
Is our address 2570 Bonneview Road?
Yes, it is.
Oh, good. Because we've had addresses and I get mixed up.
I think it is 2570.
I think it is 2570.
If it's not, then it's 2750. we have to retrain ourselves.
We do. Anyway, tomorrow night we have our meeting, our Jefferson meeting at 5:30. Mm-hmm. And at 6 o'clock we have our Patriot meeting. We have a surprise speaker.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
It's a surprise because I don't know who he is. Or she.
There you go.
No, it is. We are going to have a surprise speaker. So we want to encourage people to come out. You'll be pleasantly surprised.
There you go. Good information will be shared at that moment, won't they, or tomorrow night?
It will be. Yesterday we had a Second Amendment rally that we had, and I believe it was David Johnson and his wife Edith. Wonderful people. He's 25 years old, and they are just a wonderful young couple, two little boys, which Dave told me that he chases them forever, and they have to hide the candy. I didn't ask if they had to hide the candy from him, but they have to hide the candy. So
sounds like parenthood.
It was a very, very good event. We had around 50 people. We did hit the front page of the Record Searchlight today.
Cool.
And there was nothing negative, which I was surprised about. Oh. So it was a good article. And really and truly, you know, the second does defend the first.
Yep.
And, you know, that is not the Second Amendment isn't there for hunting or sporting or.
So maybe they have some skin in the game.
You think?
Yeah. If the second defends the first.
Yes, it does.
You know, hey.
Oh, good thinking.
Yeah, everybody's got a part in the whole Constitution, don't we?
Yes. Wynn has a new nickname.
No, I don't.
Yes, he does. He's got a new nickname because, you know, I'm sort of a, you know, I like Star Trek. And so his nickname is Vor, V-O-R, Vor.
Whatever that
means. It's an acronym for.
A what?
Acronym.
There you go.
I'm sorry, folks. This is the first day of my new tongue. And it stands for a voice of reason. Okay?
Didn't say what kind of reason.
It said voice of reason. Vor.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so with that, I'll shut up because my tongue has to get a little more, a little work.
Don't want to hold me to any responsible actions with with what I say. Okay, so we're going to have our meeting tomorrow night, like you said, at 5:30 for Jefferson, and then we roll over to the Patriot meeting at 6 o'clock. And, again, we're down on Bonneville. The old location is our new location now, so we want people to remember that and come one, come all. It's a you'll hear some good information tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. And also, we want to encourage people to call in. The phone number is, I have no, oh.
The 2570 is the address.
We love Ashley. She keeps us straight here.
There you go. 2570. You know, we'll try to remember.
Jared's here as backup. We have two producers. Carl doesn't trust us at all, does he?
No, not at all. With good reason.
He's afraid of us. That's it.
No, he's afraid of what we'll do. He's not afraid of us. He's afraid of what we'll do. Yeah.
By the way, this is not for entertainment purposes.
No.
This is for informational purposes.
That's right.
Yeah. Just thought I'd say that. My own disclaimer. You know, but he is right. We do pay for the program.
Yep.
But anyway, tomorrow night should be a good night for all. At 6 o'clock, the Patriot meeting will have some important news.
Okay, so what we can talk about a little bit, too, is that we've turned in our little bit of information back into the court, and we're just waiting to hear from the court, right? So we're waiting to hear from the court.
In fact, Mark Baird will be calling in here in just a minute.
Okay.
But right now we have Nick in the nick of time. What you doing, Nick?
Okay, speaking of disclaimers.
Yeah.
Hello, Nick. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Hey, I wanted to bring to everybody's attention that Friday at 8 o'clock, Carl Bott had Gary Cadd on, and Gary backed up everything I said about the unfunded liabilities in Reading. And if you wanted to listen to what he had to say, you can go to the podcast. He went a step further, though. I was wanting to keep funding the safety, and that's the fire and the police, and default on the miscellaneous to get our financial house in order, and Gary said the only way to do that is default on both of them. So that's what he's backing up. And if you wanted to hear my presentation, you can go to Sovereign Minds on the podcast. I believe it was March 27th, a Sunday, at 11 o'clock. Mark Kent and I had a very good conversation about it.
Awesome.
Yeah, I thought that was a great program, and I do recommend people go to that. And also, Gary, you know, at the very end, I mean, he talked about, you know, the issue and the and this and that and all the above. But one of the things that he did discuss at the very end was what you said, Nick, and that is that there is no separating the two. And really and truly, when you stop and think about it, I mean, the amount of money that we pay our city employees is enormous.
Yeah.
$597 million amortized over 30 years. That is insane. That's, what, $20 million a year? $20 million a year. That's insane.
That's our safety and services that we pay in. They've high-graded it for their pensions.
Yes.
Yeah, that's insane.
And, you know, it's just absolutely insane. I wanted to give a shout-out to you and Rally Sally. The speakers that you've gotten lately about the Secretary of State for the state of California, the controller, I've learned so much about what their responsibilities are. And if people understood how important they are to the state government, they'd pay a little bit more attention, because I certainly never did. I just checked off the box that the name sounded familiar.
Yeah, you know, I think the thing is that we're trying to do this for the public. We're getting some people in that can hear this. We're doing this for everybody to hear. What amazes me is the press,
crickets?
Crickets. I mean, you know, I realize that people maybe want to go out and have their martini and cheese at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe all this is too stressful, reality and everything, but.
Who waits till 4? Maybe you know why I have to go to church to get another tune-up tonight. Hey, you know, another thing. Speaking of press, our local paper refused to print my letter to the editor on the unfunded liabilities, and Gary yesterday confirmed everything I had in there that they claimed was false statistics.
Yeah, well,
there you go.
That's a whole other story that we'll maybe get to on another program. But anyway, my friend, I've got Mark on the line here.
Okay, have a great day.
You too, Nick. Thanks, Nick.
Hey, Mark.
Good morning, Mark. How you doing?
Good morning. Let me turn down the radio here so I can hear you guys. Yeah, listen, I wanted to let you guys know that on Sovereign Minds, we're going to be having Travis Allen at 11:30.
Mm. Uh-huh.
yeah, just so if anybody wants to tune in and get the scoop on Travis Allen, he'll be there at 11:30. So
awesome. It'll be a good show.
That's... Yeah, absolutely. And I'm pretty sure we'll have Mark Baird on at around 11.
Good.
And he's got an announcement to make, I guess. I'm going to try to listen. I guess you're going to have an announcement on your show today or something. I'm not positive, but
yeah,
that's the rumor.
When they wrote Mark down here, we thought it was him. but anyway, but I'm glad you called because I want to also plug Sovereign Minds, guys. If you're tuning into this program or listening to the podcast, you really need to stay on and listen to Mark's program. He is one of the few people out there. Well, there's becoming more of us, but he gives the real news. He gives not fake news. He gives the real news and just does a great job of it. And one thing about Mark Kent is when he researches something, he'll be specific. He'll say, okay, I've researched this. This is the deal. Or haven't quite done my research yet, but this is what I heard. And I think that's very commendable, Mark. And we sure appreciate what you do, buddy.
Amen.
Well, thanks. Yeah, thanks a lot. I appreciate that. It's kind of interesting out there right now that the truth seems to be in short supply.
Yeah.
you can't figure out who's telling you the truth on any side of the equations. It's gotten to the point of absolute stupidity to try to figure out what's actually happening.
Yeah, you know this thing about Travis Allen. It's right now Cox, I guess, is in the lead. The challenge is, I think that probably Travis Allen has the retail, but Cox has got the wholesale, and they're having this Republican big event where the Republican Party gets together and they throw their weight behind one candidate or the other.
Right.
The odds-on chances it's going to be Cox. However, this happens May 5th. The challenge that the Republicans run into is that if one of them gets the endorsement of the Republican Party and the other one still stays in the race, then I've got a real problem with the person who still stays in the race if one of them get that, only because it shows again that here we are, the Republican Party goes out there, they have a situation where there's a problem with them getting together, they can never be on the same page, they're going back and forth, and if it's a matter of ego or pride, either Cox or Travis Allen have to kind of swallow that. And say, okay, I'm going to back the guy who's got the endorsement, only because they won't have a chance in hell if they don't. And I think that'd be a good question to ask Travis Allen. I would ask him right up front, hey, if you don't get it, are you going to back Cox?
Well, you know, they can't split the vote, could they? Or maybe
yeah, right.
Maybe they're going to split the illegal alien vote.
Right. You know, and you're right about that. I mean, I know that's tongue in cheek, but you're so right about that, Mark, because that's exactly what they would do. If one doesn't back the other, they have definitely caused a position to where the Republicans won't have a chance in hell. And I think that it's one of those things where that's a question you need to ask Travis Allen and Cox. But I think that's a question somebody needs to ask him.
I think it's a good question. I think I will keep that in mind and ask the question because, you know, that's never happened before, has it?
Yeah, exactly.
Every time.
Yeah, you know, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like it's on purpose sometimes, you think?
Well, look at Donnelly and Cash Carey. I mean, when Donnelly had the retail, Cash Carey had the wholesale and creamed Donnelly. I mean,
well, you know, the real deal is anybody with the name of Neil Cash Carey is not really a Republican.
Yeah,
that's so true.
Anyway, I'll let you guys go. I'll see you over there in a little while. I just wanted to throw that out there about Travis Allen at 11:30 and make sure you knew about it.
Oh, and by the way, I think we have a disclaimer now. I mean, to where this is just entertainment. Are you just entertainment? Or are you actually giving out information?
I like to think that I'm entertaining, but I like to also think that I'm reporting things that nobody else wants to report, you know, because I don't know if that's entertainment or not, because it might be novel and it might be, a different act, but I think the entertainment is on the network media and the mainstream because they couldn't report the truth or tell the whole story to save their stations, and they might be losing their stations at some point if they weren't being propped up by outside forces, bankers or whoever's propping them up, because they've pretty much burnt their audience down to the ground as far as credibility.
Yeah,
I agree.
And it depends on who they're owned by. All these corporations are they have multi-layers of who they're owned by. So it depends on where all that money is coming from.
Yeah, I mean, there wouldn't be any Soros or Rockefeller or any of those, that money back there, would there? Or, I mean, I wonder who owns all these corporations and how far does it go up? Because at what point in time after you are burning your audience and nobody wants to listen to you except pundits because you tell them the lies that they want to hear, at what point in time have you ruined your business model? I don't know. Not yet, evidently, but I think they're getting close because who listens to the mainstream news for the truth anymore?
Yeah, and it makes you wonder how their stocks stay up, you know, like Disney owning certain agencies and so forth. You know, it makes you really wonder, you know, everybody goes and has a good time at Disney, but your dollars are supporting the media that are telling you the lies.
Oh, that's easy. They just counterfeit it over at the Fed and lend it to their friends at 0% interest rates.
There you go. Exactly.
It causes a little distortion in the marketplace, but it doesn't matter if you're in charge.
Well put. Well put.
Anyway, I'll let you guys go. I'll talk to you later.
All right, brother.
Thanks, Mark.
You bet.
Hey, more good information. Mark's always digging and finding some good stuff, so there we are.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, we've got Mark Barrett on the line, and Mark, we're going to talk for just a minute or two, then we'll take a quick break, and then what we'll do is we'll take that break so we can go ahead and have you expound a little bit. Do you want to go to that break now, maybe, Ashley? And then, Mark, are you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, we're going to go to a break real quick, and then we won't have to go to one for a while. How's that?
There you go.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab up the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is family night brought to you by Food Max and Tri-Counties Bank. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party. Party with live music. Saturday is Wells Fargo Bank and Red Bluff Dodge Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music stars Morgan Wallen and Chris Lane.
I'm going up, down, up, back home, 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 girl.
And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Not be trusted with arms for our defense.
Don't try and take my guns away. You'll wish you hadn't, you'll be sorry. The worst mistake you'll ever make. Don't try and take my guns away. You think today's your lucky day?
Yeah, lucky day if you take my guns away. Good luck on that one.
Not so lucky.
You can take it lead first. No problem.
When?
What?
That's why we have disclaimers.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, we have Mark Barrett on the line. How are you doing, Kemosabe?
Good morning, Mark.
I'm doing good. How are you guys? morning?
Doing fine. You have some information and news for us.
Well, yeah, we have an idea to go forward that will help us, I think, in the long run, both raise awareness for Jefferson and accomplish something good. And that is in the case of the United States versus the state of California, Edmund Gerald Brown Jr., case number 18-264, that's 18-264. What we want to do is we want our county committees and our Jefferson committees to approach their own county and all the cities in the county to file amicus briefs, and that's a friend of the court paper, in support of the federal case against the criminals in Sacramento who are felons for violating United States Code Title VIII, harboring and shielding illegal aliens. And we want all of our counties and cities to file amicus briefs supporting the federal government's case against the state of California. And we want it to be Jefferson doing this. And by doing this, we can raise awareness that we are against the criminal activities of the state of California, and we're prepared to do something about that in court, out of court, wherever we have to go to do it. But why don't we practice having a line in the sand, and let's get this done in every county and every city we possibly can in the state of Jefferson.
Sounds great.
Sounds
and
good.
That sounds really good. So, Sally, I know you're listening, and anybody else that's out there that's listening, we need to get the word out for that. Wynn, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, okay, so what's going to be entailed? So me as a Jeffersonian in Shasta County, what do? I just go to the city council? Do I take something with me? What do I do? How do we
well,
get this
you,
done?
You go to the Redding City Council, mm-hmm. And you can take a copy of the case with you. It's available on the Internet. It's case number 218, and it was filed on 3-6 of 18. And you take a copy of the case with you if you can, and go to the Redding City Council, go to the Shasta Board of Supervisors, and as the state of Jefferson, as representatives for the state of Jefferson, that's important because we want to tell people that it's us doing it. And then you ask them or demand of them or whatever you think it's going to take that they file an amicus brief supporting the federal government's case against the state of California for harboring and shielding illegal aliens in their sanctuary state. And that is a federal felony. And you can remind your board of supervisors, your city council, that it is a federal felony to harbor and shield an illegal alien.
Okay. So then, knowing what could possibly happen here in Redding, excuse me, when they just poo-poo it and round file it, then what?
Well, then what? Then what do you do when? What do you do when the representatives you elect to serve you tell you to get out and they don't want to hear what you have to say? What is it that you do in that case?
Well, we gathered signatures, over 35,000 signatures here in Shasta County specifically. That's what we did
right.
before, so it would be
right.
another long haul, but we could do it.
Right.
That's what we personally had to do in Shasta County, whereas other counties,
okay.
some counties not so much, but that's what we
right.
had to do. So we went a different route.
But you want to remind them that the governor, the state's attorney general, the lieutenant governor, the Senate pro tem, the speaker of the assembly, and anyone that voted for the sanctuary state legislation is a federal felon under United States Code Title VIII, Section 1324. And that's harboring and shielding illegal aliens.
All right. Well, I think that'd be something that we could, excuse me.
So that's once again, that's United States Code, Title VIII, Section 1324. There are a lot of subsections. I urge everybody, when you go to speak on this, read this code. It's very short, a couple paragraphs, but read it so that you know what the subsections are and what the violations specifically are for harboring and shielding or conspiring to harbor and shield. And remember, if anyone in any manner whatsoever harbors or shields an illegal alien, that is that's a felony in violation of federal law. So our governor is a felon. Our state's attorney general is a felon. Anyone that voted for that law is a felon because they conspired to harbor and shield. And so the state of California is a criminal state engaged in sedition. And if the counties of Jefferson resist and fight this, and we can get the cities to send amicus briefs in support of this case, you know what I think it would do? It would raise awareness of the state of Jefferson on the national level so that perhaps we can find a path to statehood through the sedition that California is engaged in. I mean, I'm not saying that we can do it for sure, but it's another avenue we can take. And look, we have a lot of arrows in our quiver. Let's use them all. I mean, we refiled the case. The complaint's been refiled with federal court. We're in that process. We can fight against the sanctuary state. We can fight for our Second Amendment rights. But let's do so as Jeffersonians. Let's do this in a way that raises awareness on the national level. Because, look, you look at the national news now. They want every kook and idiot in the world to sit there and talk about crackpot stuff so that they can laugh at them and make fun of anything that any normal person would like to see happen, basically. But, you know, we're not. We've taken legal, moral, ethical means. We actually have a plan. Our plan is in progress, but we need to use all the arrows in our quiver. So we have May 5th. We're going to meet at Oroville Dam. We have the state of California engaged in unconstitutional behavior, and I believe you might get another caller after me, which is to say that California has entered into an illegal agreement, an unconstitutional agreement in violation of Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3 with the state of Oregon to remove hydroelectric power from the Klamath River. At the same time, they're failing to maintain the Oroville Dam. You know, I could go on for hours and hours, and most of you have heard me go on for hours and hours, but we live in a criminal state. We're the only ones that can fix this. So let's try to do it. Let's draw that line in the sand. Let's stand up, get our friends and neighbors to stand up, go to your local governments, and let's fix our backyards. Let's teach our local governments how to think and act constitutionally and get that path to statehood that no one can deny us.
You know, Mark, we need to do something as far as get you on Facebook, but you're going to have to do this message some way videoed. It's going to be the most effective way for us to get it out to everybody. It's going to be, and this sounds to me like it's a very, 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 very important thing to do. A simple email out to folks isn't going to be as effective as getting on everything you possibly can today. I know that you're going to be on the program in Placer County, the Jefferson program in Placer County, at 10 o'clock. And also Mark Kent called in and said if you would like to call in at 11 when that other program is over, if you'd like to call in, that would be great. Into sure. Sovereign Minds here, same number.
Sure, I'd be happy to. But I think it's important. Here's an issue that we can show up for. Once again, let's teach ourselves to draw that line in the sand. Let's teach ourselves how to win one. Let's teach ourselves how to approach local government and succeed. And let's get awareness raised on the national level. I mean, how long do you think we can be ignored if we all act together? I think that we have a path to statehood here. Let's use every tool at our disposal in order to gain statehood.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah, I agree. And I think that that's something that, again, we have to have the methodology of being able to get it out there. And one of the challenges is, again, that, you know, we need to get a YouTube done on this. I know that probably Sally is texting you right at this moment.
Well, keep in mind, we've been doing this for 4.5 years.
Yeah.
And we've been building the foundation of this. It's not just throwing something on a piece of paper and standing in front of a camera. That's not what we've been doing. We've been building the foundation and the network and everything else. And it's not just within the 23 counties or 25 counties of the territory of Jefferson. It's throughout the state and it's throughout the nation. And people know about us worldwide. Some of the contributions we get come from other countries. We get contributions to our court case through from Australia, England, Canada. We had a couple from Japan. So we're known internationally on what's going on. People know. And how they know, I'll never know. But the thing is, they do know about what's going on. And they send their, you know, their non-tax-deductible donations to us so that we can fight for liberty and get this moving forward. And
well, I think that Terry's right. We need to get a couple videos going, and we can talk about that off the air.
Sure, yeah.
But I just wanted to broach the topic, and let's get our committees organized. Let's get moving. Let's start showing up, and let's get these amicus briefs filed, because the crooks in charge in Sacramento are absolutely out of control. They care nothing for what you think. They care nothing for how you vote. They care nothing for what matters to you in your life. They care nothing for your county, your resources, your job, or anything else. They are bent on unfettered, unregulated, unknowable, illegal immigration so that they have a supply of compliant consumers and slave labor. And I think that's wrong, and it's a slap in the face to every single immigrant in this nation who followed the rules and took sometimes years, years and years through unimaginable hoops of paperwork to come here legally. And for the state of California just to open the gates is a slap in the face to every one of those people, and it's wrong, and we should do something about it.
Agreed. With that, sorry, I got distracted here. I got squirrels going all over inside here.
It was
Terry.
With a piece of paper.
It's really loud. Don't do that. That's what I was trying to tell you. Stop that. Knock it off.
Smack him around.
Don't have a stick big enough here. Not within reach. Okay, so we get these amicus briefs going. We get everything filed. Is there a deadline, timeline that we're looking at? Do we want to do it? I know we want to do it as soon as possible. As quickly as possible, but what are we truly looking at for the long term? So are we looking at, by the end of summer? Are we looking by the end of next month? What are we looking at so we can push along and help our local representatives to take action and get it done?
Well, as you well know, the court doesn't, the Article 3 courts created by the people and the social contract we call the Constitution of the United States are not answerable to anyone. They don't have to do anything. They don't have to do it in a certain timeline. They don't care. They don't care what you think. They don't really care about justice in most cases. So the timeline is fairly long. I mean, this case was filed a while back, and so far not much has happened. But there really isn't a timeline. You can file an amicus any time during the proceedings, but we need to get them done as quickly as possible. The more groundswell we show early, the better it will be. So, the time to act is always now. It's never later. The more quickly we can get 23 counties to send amicus briefs in support of the federal suit against the state of California, and every city in those counties can file an amicus as well, because it impacts all of us. And so the quicker we can get that done, the better. But no, there is no, we don't have 90 days. You have the time you need, but let's make it sooner rather than later.
Okay.
Mark, we have Richard Marshall on the other line, so if you could stay on, we've got you both on the line. Richard, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing this morning?
Good. Do you have your radio on in the back, buddy?
Do I have one in the back?
Your radio. Is your radio on? You'll have to turn it down.
I just have the iPad thing on. And
yeah, you'll have to turn the volume down so you don't get feedback.
Right, yeah, because we're getting a little feedback here.
Yeah, so I wanted to call in because a couple of things. First of all, I want to accentuate what Mark said about the issue of the amicus and the state of Jefferson joining in through its various counties to support the U.S. action. But the other issue has to do with the amended KHSA agreement. This is the agreement that the state of California and state of Oregon entered into to further their cause of removing the dams, the four dams on the Klamath River. And we maintain, Siskiyou water users, which I'm president of, that this is an illegal agreement that they entered into because of Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3 of the Constitution, provides that where two states enter into an agreement together, which is the form of a treaty, in this case having to do with the interstate river, the Klamath River, that it has to have approval by Congress. And, of course, that hasn't been done. And it's not contemplated to be done either.
So how long ago did they do that?
That was done last year that they entered into that agreement. Right now, what they're doing is they had a third party in there, the KRRC, which I think you guys have heard about. And that group is supposed to be the one who gets the title to the dams and the license to the dams from Pacific Corp, and then their function is to take the dams out.
Do they receive any money?
They're getting money from the state of California in advance.
How much, do you know?
Support them. They've got $25 million, which was given to them by Mr. Laird.
Wow.
And now, who is the KRRC?
That's the Klamath River Restoration Council. Committee was formed out of thin air in an office in New York City and then codified in the state of California as a 501(c) for the sole purpose of taking out the dams.
Wow.
Now, I want to emphasize something Richard just said. They just got $25 million of taxpayers' money, to remove four fully functional, perfectly maintained, fully operational hydroelectric power.
Yeah, that's just the first installment, by the way. The total amount of money is about $450 million. This is the first tranche because KRRC wasn't in existence before and had no money, no funds. They've only got two employees, by the way, at this point in time. But they hired a company called Aecon, which is owned by the Chinese government, to handle the actual engineering work that's involved in taking out the dams.
A Chinese company.
So, hey, Richard, let me just make sure I got this straight. So the communist Chinese government owns a company which is going to do the engineering to remove four fully functional, perfectly maintained hydroelectric, the cleanest, greenest, most available energy on the planet. And the communist Chinese are going to help the environmental groups in California and Oregon rip out those dams to the detriment of all of the people in that service area. And they're going to use California taxpayers' money to do that. Am I correct in all of those assumptions?
That's right. And the other thing we need to add in is a name that we're all familiar with, Dave Muir. Some of you know him. He was Gaines' representative.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically is the front man, or the fill, if you will, for the KRRC in this process.
Well, I know years ago, Dave Muir also.
So Ted, who's chief of staff,
system,
is now in charge of this group. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, seriously, you can't even make this stuff up. It's so wild.
Can you guys hear us? Can you guys hear us?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you hear each other?
Yep.
Yes, I heard.
Okay. Because, all right, the thing is that you mentioned Dave Muir. Dave Muir used to be Wally Herger's right-hand man.
That's correct.
And I remember at the time that what Dave Muir said about the dam situation, this was years ago, his position was, well, you know, Wally really can't do anything, and we really can't do anything. Our hands are sort of tied. It's a private company. We can't enter into that. That was sort of the, that was what he was saying, is that, it's out of their jurisdiction. But, you have two governors that virtually broke the law.
Brown and Brown.
Brown and Brown. What can Brown do for you? And, you know, I mean.
They're, by the way, they signed that agreement on non-sovereign U.S. territory. They signed it on Indian sovereign land.
Wow, you should, is there a way that maybe you two guys ought to get together and do a video on that one? And I know I'm not trying to be the video king here, but it's so effective.
Gets the information out.
It's just so effective. I mean, this stuff is virtually should be shouted from the rooftops, and I know that maybe both of you ought to call in at 11 o'clock into Sovereign Minds. And
I won't be able to do it because we're headed off to church.
Gotcha. Right now, okay. So. Okay.
Yeah.
I will, though.
Okay, good. Okay.
But the issue that Mark raised earlier is extremely important, and it's front and center right now, and that is the issue you've probably read about Orange County and a number of the cities in the conservative part of the Southland have taken up the cudgel with the United States to go against the state of California, Jerry Brown et al. And that's something that Jefferson can get involved with, I think, and assist in.
Well, I think we have to do something. I mean, you know, I think that the amicus brief is the right way to go. This all takes coordinating, and it takes for the information to get out. But I agree. I mean, you know, how many times do these guys have to break the law to where something happens, and somewhere Congress has got to hear us. The president's got to hear us. We have a state government that's out of control, and frankly, there is no other answer but the state split. We're going to have to go off to our last break, guys. We'd love it if you could hold on, or Rich, do you have to
well,
take?
I'm going to have to take.
All right,
off,
buddy.
But,
all right.
I've said my piece there, and we can talk another time.
Well, you feel free to call in next weekend if you want to. That'd be wonderful, and maybe a little bit longer so you can give us a little more depth and background. Thanks again for all you do, Richard.
Thank you.
Okay. Time has come.
4:51.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken, and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
I'm sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 31 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Back at it.
We are.
Hey, Mark, you still there, buddy?
Mark, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. All right. Okay, so there's a lot going on there. There's a lot going on. Kind of makes your head spin a little bit to think about all the stuff that's been done to us, unbeknownst to us, and our tax dollars are being used against us to do all these projects. So we do
your tax dollars are being used as a weapon,
right,
to destroy you and destroy your family and destroy your way of life. Now, I was just looking at the sentencing guidelines, the federal sentencing guidelines for violation of 1324A1A, harboring, shielding, moving illegal or encouraging illegal aliens to enter the United States. And it's a 5-year mandatory sentence. Now, if you do it for profit, it's 10 years. And if you harbor and shield an illegal alien, which results in injury or great bodily harm to someone, Kate Steinle, among others, the sheriff's deputy that was killed by the illegal alien, so on, and I could go on and on. There are 5, 6, 10, 20 notable cases where illegal have come here with the encouragement of the leadership of the state of California, been harbored and shielded by the leadership of the state of California and the leadership of some of the major cities in California. And those people have gone on to murder, maim, rob, rape, and extort lawful citizens of the state of California. Well, that sentence goes to 20 years. So the governor of California and all of his cohorts, the mayor of Oakland, the mayor of Los Angeles, all of those places, they should be in federal prison for 20 years. And my citations are United States versus Lopez and United States versus Flores, where people have gone to jail for that. So let me ask the people listening, is there a rule of law for ordinary people? And then is there a different rule for California political elites? Because the way I was raised, I thought there no one was above the law. Is that not the case in this state?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's not the case.
Exactly.
We have Terry Giardi from El Dorado County. How you doing, Terry G? What you got, kid?
Hi. I'm calling in to give a little update about El Dorado County and the sanctuary state issue. As we went before our board of supervisors during open forum on April 3rd, and we were lucky enough to have our sheriff also stand with us, and we had about 100 people there. As a result of all that, on April 9th, our district attorney, Vern Pearson, has sent a letter to the chairman, and it's regarding choosing local law enforcement and public safety over providing sanctuary to criminals, requests for El Dorado County to join legal challenge of SB 54. This is expected to go on during a time certain, probably within the next 2 weeks to 3 weeks. And along with this, our district attorney is going to give a presentation, a PowerPoint, regarding a Pew Research Institute report showing the severity of criminals who are illegal in California and their arrests. I have sent this out to some of our counties the other day, and I will be glad to forward this because there's some terrific information to support what Mark is requesting that we all do. And you just got to get out there and, you know, get other people involved. And in our case, in our county, it's both the Republican Central Committee and State of Jefferson, as well as other citizens. And we also had Congressman McClintock's office read a statement to our board as well, and our Assemblyman Kevin Kiley. So I urge you to get your other law enforcement, those that represent the judicial system, justice system, involved in this.
Yeah, there is a difference between judicial and justice at this point.
Yeah, I meant justice.
Yeah, anyway, yeah, yeah. Now,
so I just wanted to pass that along, and I know Placer County is underway as well. So any of the county committees out there, I'll be glad to send out this information. It really substantiates what the problem here in California is.
Is that something that can be linked, like Sally can send it out on Facebook?
I don't know. I sent it over to Mark, and I think I sent it to Sally.
Okay.
So I'm not I'm technically impaired, so don't ask me that question.
Can you stay with us?
On
can
how
you
to
stay
get
with
on
us?
Facebook, but I'm sure you could.
Terry, can you stay with us just for a second here?
Sure.
I have a couple of questions. First of all, we're going to need the call letters and how people can listen to your program online if they can. We need to have that. And also with Mark Baird on the other line here, did you? He is going. Would it be okay if he called in to your radio program this morning? I know you're co-host. And
no, I'm not co-hosting today.
Oh, you're not. Okay,
no,
I did not know
no.
that. Okay.
I think Janet Chandler might be.
Uh huh.
Janet Chandler.
No, but yes, definitely call in, Mark.
Okay.
All right.
She must be co-hosting from the phone then.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, and the station is K-High Radio. K-A-H-I, and it's 9:50 a.m. and 104.5 FM. and you can listen to it live on your computer as well.
So can you give us those call letters one more time?
950 AM, 104.5 FM.
Hey, Terry, what's your exposure down there? Do you know?
On how as many... far as listening audience?
Right.
800,000.
There you go.
Which includes Placer, El Dorado, Nevada, parts of Nevada County, also greater eastern Sacramento County.
All right.
And South Lake Tahoe.
Okay.
Great.
Good, good. Well, getting it out there. Thank
yep.
you.
Okay, 10 a.m. this morning.
Yep, sounds good.
Thanks, Terry.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
So, Mark, anything? Any closing thoughts here? We have about 4 minutes.
Well, once again, I think we need to draw a line in the sand on this one. I think we need to draw a line in the sand, period, as you well know, and I've said it many, many times. But Second Amendment, sanctuary state, those are issues that affect everyone in Jefferson, negatively, in my opinion. And I think we have an opportunity here. Let's raise some awareness and let's show the national government how poorly the state of California treats its own citizens and uses their own tax money to strangle their economies and strangle their way of life and remove the rule of law from the state of California. We don't have rule of law here. Your vote is so insignificant that it matters little whether you vote or not, and increasingly fewer and fewer people do vote because their vote doesn't count. One state senator cannot represent a million people. In fact, I've got a good question for you. How much have we heard out of our state senator about sanctuary state and removal of Klamath dams and removal of Second Amendment rights? What's our state senator done in light of those issues? I have the answer, nothing. What have our state assemblymen been doing? What are the people who represent us? Each one, mind you, represents a half a million people. What have they done physically to object to the lawlessness by the state of California? Did they give a little speech? Was that the extent of their efforts? I suggest that it is. What does our representation do for us? The answer is nothing, because your vote doesn't count. They don't care what you think. They don't care what you want, and they don't have to, because it's the money that gets them elected, not the people who tell them what to do. And the time has come for 51. Let's get out of those chairs. Let's grow up. Let's show up. No one's going to help us. We have to do this for ourselves.
And one thing that's very important, we have to get the information out. That's the main thing. The main thing that we've had some issues with in the past is making sure all this information goes out to all the groups. It goes out to all the counties. Frankly, it gets out over the airwaves. It gets out through the computer, through Facebook, through emails, through everything you can possibly think of. And, guys, we need you to do that. When you put something on Facebook, please, please, please share it.
Share it, share it, share it.
And share it again. And that is the problem we're having. You can like something all you want, but if we don't share it, mm-hmm. other people don't get it. You know, Mark, thank you for all that information. Looking forward to hearing you on K-High, 950 a.m., I believe is what it is, mm-hmm. 950 a.m., K-High. So you can go to your computers and listen to that. Sovereign Minds is going to be on next, and they are going to be having Mark Baird on at 11. And then at 11:30, they'll have Travis Allen on. And, Mark, I know that the position that we have now is one of it's pretty much now or never, isn't it, my friend?
There is no time like the present, and we may not get another chance. History is a fickle mistress. The conditions are all in alignment. The time to act is right now, and we may not get another chance in our lifetimes.
Well, I think that's true. Well, Mark, thanks for being on, and thank you so much for everything. Looking forward to hearing you on the other programs. And remember, folks, everything is podcasted and archived. You can go back and listen to these programs anytime. Again, we need to get the word spread out. We need to get the word out to everyone, everywhere, all we can. And I think that... a lot of people, Garrett Hall, one, Bob Exter, Mike over in Placer County, all these great people that help us get out there technologically, and Stephen Baird, of course, and Diana, that help us get this stuff out there. We need to do that. We need to get it out there, because when my good friend, you know what, time has really come.
Or 51.
you don't know us, you have no clue. Until you tell us what to do. We don't know you.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew opens 7 days a week.